It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that is safe, secure, and easy to use. There are some early college football futures that we're eyeing because of the great advice from our Cover 3 guys. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/247 and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, fire away, Percy. You can start for me, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Hey, just your thoughts on just playing with a new lineup and just going out there with, like, guys that you haven't played with before. It seemed that the one thing that really jumped out to me, Jamal, was just the rebounding. Like, where are you guys going to find rebounding this year?
We just gotta be tougher. We gotta get grittier. We just gotta work harder in practice. That's what we know in the zone. That's our weak spot. But we just gotta collectively as a group, especially the guards up top, myself included. We just didn't rebound hard enough. We didn't go to the glass hard enough. So we as the guards gotta be better at that.
And then, you know, obviously this game just ended, but just any overall takeaway that you have from this game?
Baylor's a great team. You know, they're number one, two. They're the second ranked team in the country for a reason. We just got to get better. No heads down, as coach says, and we just got to move on and get better.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Jamal.
Yeah.
Lauren, you're up next. If you're there, Lauren.
Yeah. Hi, Jamal.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Why do you think you guys weren't able to kind of get things going and find a rhythm offensively? Did you feel like you needed to get to the basket more, or what was kind of happening there?
Yeah, like you said, we need to get to the basket more, create more. We gotta execute better. When coach calls a play, we gotta actually execute it, and that's what one of our weaknesses what were tonight, and we just gotta get better at that. Cutting harder, getting open, better passes, just get better overall.
It seemed like when you guys were able to get into a bit of a rhythm, it was when you kind of had that four-guard lineup out on the floor.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that was working well for you guys tonight?
Yeah, we all ready to play, everyone on the bench. So when we put it, and we know all the schemes with whoever's in, four guards, five guards if we need to. So, we're ready. Whatever we put out there, we're ready.
All right. Thanks, Jamal. Mm-hmm. Chris Fetters, go ahead.
Yeah, Jamal, just curious, knowing how you guys played these guys last year, what was the offensive kind of game plan going in? What did you feel like you could attack?
We knew we could drive the lanes, and we knew they sucked in. And we tried to hit that weakness a few times, but we obviously didn't hit it enough. And, we were just a little weak going to the basket and stuff like that. That's what our emphasis was, and we didn't do that well tonight.
Also curious, your first impressions of playing with the new guys like Eric and Cole, Nate Pryor, mm-hmm. Jaron Brooks, some of those guys. What'd you think?
It's great. I've been playing with new players each year, so it's cool. It's cool to see them out there, and excited for what they can do for our team.
Thank you.
Of course.
Dan Riley, go ahead, Dan Riley.
Yeah, Ashley, could you give me the ability to record as well when you have a chance?
Yep, I got you.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Jamal, you guys are actually a pretty veteran crew with the returnees and the new transfers. Are you a little shocked that you guys came out so kind of tentative because you've played a lot?
Yeah, we played a lot, but this group hasn't played a lot together. So it's growing pains for sure. So we're veteran at certain spots, but we're also very new at a lot of spots too. So it's a mixture, but we just gotta get better.
All right, Larry Stone, go ahead, Larry, if you're
Yeah, I was just wondering, even though it didn't turn out well, do you think that there's a benefit to playing a top flight team like Baylor, kind of to use as a measuring stick and to see, you know, where you need to improve to get to that level?
100%. Coach always says, if you want to be the best, we got to play the best. And that's what we did tonight. And we got it handed to us, but we're going to get better. We're going to get in the gym. We're going to execute more, listen more, and just be more grittier. And that's what we need to do.
All right, Moz, go ahead, Moz.
Yeah, hey, sticking on that, just getting better. I mean, how important is it to have some game film to so you guys can come back on practice and really take a look at the execution ceiling out on defense?
Yeah, that's really important. We're probably going to watch a lot of film on this team and how they pressured us and how they got up into us and how we just need to execute more. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We just gotta be better overall.
All right, does anybody have anything else? Okay, thank you, Jamal. We'll be back with Coach Hoff in just a minute. I'm gonna keep this line open.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna start with Coach Hoff doing the opening statement. Raise your hand if you have a question, and I'll call on you after he opens, okay?
Yeah, tough night. You know, we felt like we had, good practices coming up. We felt like we were ready. And from the beginning of the game, we just looked a little bit tight, some nerves, and got down, deep deficit 25-5 to start the game. And when you're playing against a top team like this, it just can't happen. We showed some signs, put some different lineups in, learned a lot about ourselves. Number one is obviously we got to rebound the ball a lot better, but tough game. Just got to DMGB. Doesn't matter. Get better. And great learning experience for our guys.
Percy, go ahead, Percy.
Hey, Coach. I am. So in terms of the like rebounding, any ideas as to where is it that you go to shore that up?
Well, a big part of it was our guards. You know, our guards just didn't do a good enough job rebounding. They were leaking. Our guards need to stay in there and be tough. You know, we had good moments. And as the game progressed, it was just, we were just leaking. And so we know exactly what we have to do. But most of our guards had, Quad A had one rebound, Marcus two in the minutes he played. You know, we've got it's a mentality. And, they're an aggressive team. They're big and physical. They shoot the ball exceptionally well, so they've got really good balance. And so we're extended. And when you're extended like that and they shoot the ball so well, we need to have a better effort of going in rather than going out. And that was exposed tonight for sure.
And then just this last thing from me. In the first half, you took 24 three-pointers, but in the second half, only 8. Was there something that you just didn't like there, or was that just
how many in the first did you say, Percy? I didn't hear your question. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. Just the 3-pointers that you took in the first half as compared to the 8. I mean, as compared to the second half.
Well, I thought we got some decent looks. I really did. A couple of late shot clocks where I put some lineups in the last 10, 15 minutes, but. Listen, when we get them, we got to take open ones and we got to knock them down, bottom line. And, Baylor does a really good job. They're exceptionally physical. They got up on our shooters. They did a great job on Quad A and made it very difficult for us to get anything. And so, the ones that we do get, we got to step up and knock them down. But I don't think it was anything like take less threes. It was what the defense was giving us.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Lauren, go ahead, Lauren.
Hey, Hop. Jamal said that one of the keys for you guys for the game was getting to the basket. Why do you think you weren't able to kind of do that with success and get into a rhythm on offense?
Well, it wasn't necessarily getting to the basket. We want to have good ball movement, player movement, which we've been working on. And they were aggressive on us in man-to-man situations. And, it forced us to, in certain situations to look to get into the paint and be aggressive on that, maybe get them in foul trouble. And we showed a couple things that were really good, but we need to have offensive balance. We've been so post-oriented the last couple of years that you know, ball movement. You know, if we do have space to be able to drive in there and come to jump stops and either score or kick out for threes. And we showed some good signs. It just wasn't consistent. And then when we did get some open threes, we just couldn't knock them down. Sometimes that happens.
And then Raekwon Battle gave you some good minutes coming in off the bench. What did you like from him tonight?
I love Raekwon's fight. I felt like in the beginning of the game, you know, they hit us in the face pretty fast early and we didn't respond well. You know, we looked a little bit tight and hesitant. And as we move forward, that's why we want to play this game, see what the best feels like. And, you know, I felt like Raekwon was battling. I felt like he was competing. And, you know, if he can do that, get him some open shots, he'll shoot better percentages. And, you know, he's going to really help us as we move forward.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chris Myers, go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Hop. Given last year's result, what do you think was the biggest difference between the 2 years?
Oof. We did a way better job defending the three-point line. I mean, you play a top team in the country and they go 13 for 29. And then last year, I think they were plus four on the rebounding end. They didn't hurt us in the paint. We held them to like 32% near the basket. And, you know, we got some young faces, new faces. Last year we had young faces, same type of situation. But I was really proud of Nate Roberts. I thought he really, you know, battled down there and fought. And that's all we can ask. But they, you know, when we came back last year's game, we fought them. And we fought them pretty hard. I felt like there was moments tonight, but not consistent to be able to beat a team of this caliber.
Also, first impressions of your new guys like Jerron and Nate Pryor and Cole and Eric?
I thought Jerron, you know, did a good job. I thought at the beginning he was really nervous. He got that little, you know, backdoor cut and missed a layup. And it was just one of those games where, you know, we missed two layups, we got two layups blocked, and then they made threes and you got down 25-5. And so that was hard. But I liked Jerron the second time he got in the game. Nate Pryor had some really good moments in the first half, getting us into our offense, being able to put Quad A off the ball. And Eric Stevenson, I thought at the beginning was a little bit tight, but then started getting going, had some good rhythm. And Cole Bajima, I thought he, you know, he came in, he was aggressive. You know, I mean, we're going to have some growing pains. And you know, they all showed good signs. They just got to get better.
And I know in previous years, whether it was last year beating Baylor when they were highly ranked or going to Kansas, for instance, and beating them, you obviously have had some early success against top ranked teams. What is it? What do you think you can get out of it when maybe the opposite happens, when maybe the expected happens, when a top team maybe.
You know what, Chris, this year has been, you know, this year is all about the kids. And, you know, usually in past years, you know, you get a couple exhibition games, you kind of see what you got. You know, our exhibition game was a real game against the number two team in the country. And so, but you know, we wanted to play the game, and it was a great opportunity. Reminded me a lot of our first year when we played Virginia Tech in the Garden and they beat us by 39 points and they made 15-3. And then 2 weeks later, we were able to come back and have a couple of those games and play Kansas exceptionally well and then beat Arizona late. And this whole thing for me is about the kids, giving them opportunities to play. And then how do we get better? How do we get better every day? And that's what we're focused on. That's what we'll do. And had to learn a tough lesson tonight, but the lesson will be learned.
Appreciate it, Hop.
Thank you, Chris.
Coach, are you kind of in an orbit right now coming out of this game and not knowing where you're going to go? From listening to the broadcast, it seemed like Utah might be questionable.
You know what? Gosh, it's 2020. It's just what it is. We're just ready for anything. You know, we were able to get a game. So we got this game. We didn't win, unfortunately. And now we just got to get better. And then we'll prepare for the next game. If that game doesn't go, or you just got to get ready for the next one. But we're just trying to keep these guys engaged. You know, we'll have some practices to get better. And the unknown, that's just what 2020 is. And we have to be ready for anything.
So do you go back to Seattle, or do you kind of wait to see what happens?
Well, we're waiting. We're planning on going to Utah right now. We just don't know, you know, where that road will take us.
Thanks, Dan. Andy, you want to go ahead?
Hey, Coach. So you guys had that nice little run right at the end of the first half, kind of brought it back a little bit, but Baylor hit you guys in the mouth again right out of halftime on a 15-5 run. What did you see? What was going wrong for you guys in those first 5 minutes out of the break?
Well, it was interesting, the things that we talked about. You know, we had two breakdowns where they just drove right by us and scored, and then we didn't communicate on the defensive end, and after a couple of those baskets, they overloaded a side and we didn't bump, which that's what we call. We just broke down and they made two threes. And against a team like this, you know, they came at us and you know, it's a valuable lesson. You know, you got to be able to do your job. You got to be able to go out there and execute, you know, you're getting the game plan and a couple breakdowns against a team like this, get down against a team like this. And it's hard climbing.
Definitely. And last time you played these guys, again, it was your season opener. You had some time to prepare. This one kind of comes at you real fast. You know, how much is that preparation kind of missed, especially coming up against a big game, a big team like
well,
that?
Well, you know what, Andy, it's, you know, you have a preseason, you have a couple exhibition games where a lot of teams, everybody in the country didn't get to deal with that. And so you see some awkward scores or awkward play. I saw I got a lot of guys tired tonight. You know, you could see that anticipation in that play. But the positive of that is they're getting to play. And that's what it's all about. It's all about these kids and giving them a sense of normalcy and getting on that court again, a place that they love to play and compete. So, you know, we're just going to have to go back to the drawing board, learn from this and move forward.
All right, I'm going to try to do more. I'm going to go Larry first,
and then Moss. So, Larry, go ahead. Yeah, Mike, you've mentioned a couple of times how important it is to just put this behind you and get better. Are you pretty confident that these guys will take it in that spirit and not get down from a game like this?
I think so. You know, we've got guys, you know, Hamir Wright, we had some pretty nice comments after the game from guys that have been here through some of our growing pains when we first started. And, you know, we've got good talent and you know, you got to be able to execute your game plan. We got a couple of new faces. We just got to give them more reps. We have new guys and new roles. They've got to get better. And but the talent's there for sure. And, you know, when we go into it, you know, we'll get better from this and we'll learn from this. And, you know, sometimes when you get a chance to get a game like this and the result, I've been a part of a few of them, you know, it's all about how you respond. And these are all growing pains for our guys, and hopefully, you know, we'll respond and with a standard of excellence and togetherness and watch film and get better and have some great practices and get ready to compete and go in the arena one more time next week against Utah.
Moss, go ahead, Moss.
Yeah, Coach, just on that, just what does it mean to you, the kids, the coaching staff, to actually have played a game? So that you have something to look at and just feel good about. This is what we do. This is what we're out to accomplish. Win or lose.
You know, listen, coaching is like teaching, right? You want to go out and you want to compete. You want to get those guys and prepare them as best as possible and go out there and just keep getting better. And so many lessons. But to be able to go out in that court, and this is exactly where the season ended last year and it started again. You know, we're so fortunate. Las Vegas, they've done a great job. It's been an incredibly safe environment. I got to applaud Baylor for playing us and coming out here. You know, they were looking for game, and so that was really cool. And Seattle U was here, played an earlier game. And, you know, just to see basketball being played and sport being played and seeing the referees, and they've got the unknown. And, you know, it's a fraternity. And, you know, to see those coaches and see teams playing and kids having some normalcy is a blessing for sure. And I'm so happy to see it.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
I'll touch later this week about stuff before Utah, but thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.